This is the AngloGold Ashanti Sustainability Podcast Series. Let's talk now to Karen Hayes, who is Technical Director, Mines to Markets Initiative. Let's have a look at artisanal mining, if we can, Karen. You visited a lot of artisanal and small-scale mining, or ASM sites, in Africa and elsewhere. For people who have never been to such a site, an ASM site, can you describe briefly how a typical site might look?
It's a little difficult to describe a typical site because they vary very widely. In some cases, you might have just a handful of people working together, or in another case where there's been a really good strike of a new mineral found, you may have thousands of people literally descending upon a place all at once. The mines typically would be often working in an illegal, dangerous environment, with very little consideration for health and safety. Quite often breaking a lot of social norms with regards to issues such as the use of child labor. In some cases, there may be conflicts on site and so forth. But they tend to be very well organized internally, even if they look a little chaotic from the outside, with people being allocated sites, teams working in those areas. And so they can cover a huge range of different types of minerals in different environments, in rivers, mountains, underground, overground. It certainly employs literally hundreds of thousands, millions of people across Africa.
Why do you think that ASM, or artisanal and small-scale mining, is on the increase? I mean, in my mind, it's obvious because prices of commodities that are being mined are on the increase. But are there more complex reasons?
Well, that's a very critical issue. The fact that when mineral prices are up high, it's an attractive way that you can gain a comparatively high income compared to other more traditional livelihoods. Some people also use artisanal mining as either a seasonal refuge, so if there's a problem with their normal livelihood, that they could do artisanal mining in a seasonal situation. It may be opportunistic because a mine opens up near them. It may be just the actual dearth of other opportunities. There are no other livelihood opportunities, and so artisanal mining sort of rises to the top of the pile if there are minerals available in that area. As there's an increasing interest from commercial mining, that can also stimulate artisanal mining, as artisanal miners follow the large-scale miners to find the resources. So across the board, we are seeing increases in this activity in almost every country.
I can sense conflict between big mining companies, large-scale miners, and these artisanal miners. What advice would you give to mining companies who operate in close proximity to ASM sites?
You're absolutely right. This is very much a point at which conflict can occur. When a large-scale mining operation moves in to do their exploration, they will very often follow the traces and tracks of where the artisanal miners have been. And, of course, for the artisanal miners, the minute an exploration team arrives, that's like waving a red flag saying, ooh, there are minerals over here. So there is an odd relationship between the two. Certainly for mining companies, when they find that a concession that they're hoping to work on may have hundreds of thousands of artisanal miners already there who feel entitled to those minerals and feel that they have a claim to those minerals, the negotiation involved in coming to some sort of a peaceful solution to that site is extremely important. A lot of companies have a tendency just to say, well, let's give them alternatives, let's give them a different type of livelihood, without considering that, in fact, people may have already invested a lot of time, effort, and money into their mining activities. So if a company can actually really think about it from the perspective of these people as miners, not just as other community members, but think these guys are here because they understand mining, they're here to take advantage of the mining, and to try to come up with a solution that recognizes that, and allows for a reasonable transition time, I think that can be really fundamental.
Karen, thanks so much for your insight. That's Karen Hayes, Technical Director, Mines to Markets Initiative.